ego self. Many have thought that spiritual growth requires death of the ego or the self. This is not true understanding. Death of the ego or self is not a necessary part of spiritual growth. Judging against or putting parts of the self aside or not accepting them is denial of the self. There is no problem with ego self if it sees itself as evolving with the rest of you. This is a part of you, and like all other parts of the self, needs acceptance. Denials and judgments against the ego self have created afflictions. Without seeing what denial and judgment have created, these afflictions have been thought to be the reality of ego self. Ego self is as divine as anything else, and it is part of you that recognizes you as you. And without it, you cannot tell the difference between yourself and anything else. Ego self operates to protect your present level of ability to accept, experience, and express. Many have judged self-love to be selfish and have had a habit of self-denial as though this is more loving than love of self. To be without ego or to cultivate selflessness has often been equated with oneness, but this would be a oneness without differentiation and no manifestation of creation. While this has been a goal for some, this is an unrealistic image of oneness. As soon as there is a recognition of consciousness, there is differentiation through recognition of the self that takes notice. The awareness of self was blamed as the initial cause of separation. Creation manifests from consciousness. Without recognition of consciousness, there is no way to express it, and no experience or evolution, and ultimately no existence. Healing the ego self with understanding and loving acceptance is another aspect of personal growth. Balance between love of self and love of everything else is what is needed.